Welcome to episode 69 of Yins Are Good, the podcast that shares and celebrates all of the good stuff going on out there and all of those good people who are making that good stuff happen. I am your host, Tressa Glover. How the heck are you? I hope you're doing well. And I hope you're still working on your gratitude lists. And speaking of, I have not forgotten about our community gratitude project here at Yins Are Good. Oh no. So you may remember these are the prompts that I'll throw your way. That sounds weird. That I'll give to you from time to time in the hope that you will email us with your response. And I have another one today. So the prompt I have today is, today I am grateful for blank. Nice and simple. Today I am grateful for blank. So please do email us at yinsaregood@gmail.com to let us know how you finish that sentence. And you know, you can also email us here with any good news going on in your life, any moments of kindness, of goodness that you want to share. Tell us about someone you're grateful for, someone who's made a difference in your life. Tell us about a memory you're grateful for. yinsaregood@gmail.com is where you can send all of that. And now, what's on the docket for today's show, you may be wondering. Well, you are going to hear my chat with Marion Geisler and Leanne Radigan from Pink Pamper. What a lovely time I had talking with Marion and Leanne. Pink Pamper is a nonprofit whose main priority is supporting women with cancer, and they do this in many different ways. They provide encouragement. They help them pay for certain bills and other needs. They also help them pay for natural-looking prosthetic wigs. They're so good. I can't wait for you to hear all about that organization. And never fear, Don is back for another round of Name That Neighborhood. I know how much we all look forward to that. And first up, actually, I have an announcement to share with you. It's really special. I received an email back in August that read, "Dear Tressa, congratulations, you've been nominated for the inaugural class of Pittsburgh Changemakers, an initiative of multiplying good that celebrates servant leaders across southwestern Pennsylvania. Multiplying Good is the parent organization of the Jefferson Awards, the nation's highest honor for service and volunteerism. Should you be selected for this program, you will receive your own Jefferson Award and join an elite group of men and women who have also been recognized for their commitment to service and professional success. Additionally, Changemakers commit to raising awareness and financial support for Students in Action, Multiplying Good's flagship youth service learning and leadership development program. It helps high schoolers grow as young leaders, educates them on the root causes of the issues facing their communities, and empowers them to make meaningful, measurable difference through service." Okay, so I received this, and I was nominated. And to this day, I do not know who nominated me. And so then there was an additional interview and such. And then I found out that I was selected to be part of this inaugural cohort. I am just truly honored and very humbled. My classmates, oh my goodness, my oh my, what these people are doing for folks in the Pittsburgh community. Talk about inspirational. So I'm honored to be a part of it. And you may remember actually that Multiplying Good, the nonprofit, so it's nationwide. There is a Pittsburgh chapter, and I actually had the executive director Jody on episode 24. It was this is back in July of 2021. That's actually when I learned all about them, and what a fantastic organization that they are. And then more recently on social media, Multiplying Good, in one of their posts, had included this, Tressa, we love having you in our inaugural Changemakers class to share the inspirational stories of all the ways Yin's Pittsburghers are multiplying good in our communities every day. Thank you for sharing the good, Tressa. To which I say, thank you all for sharing the good. Because that's the thing. If it weren't for the folks who've been on the show, if it weren't for all of the guests who are doing all of this good stuff, obviously, I would have no show to do. And if it weren't for all of you who listen and who share your stories of goodness and kindness, and you're spreading the word to others to listen. So it's all of us in this together. And gosh, how grateful I am for that. So thank you all. Yins are good. And I'm really excited to see where this Yins Are Good adventure takes us all next. And I can tell you, I know where it's taken us right now, to the world of the Pink Pamper. Let's learn more about it. Let's get to that good stuff. And can we start with just about the two of you, and then we'll get into Pink Pamper.
Well, my name is Marian Geisler. I'm married. I have a daughter that lives in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a cosmetologist by trade. I work with Leanne. We work together. We have done the Pink Pamper is 14 years old now. We're a 501c3. And we enjoy what we do. We enjoy helping other women. We are women helping women. And okay, Leanne, I think it's your turn, and then we
Okay.
can go into the bubble.
Yeah. My name's Leanne Radigan, and I am a wife to my husband, Fran. He's awesome. He lets me do all this stuff. He doesn't get in my way. And then I have two daughters. One lives in North Hills, and one lives in Virginia. And I have three grandchildren, and they're 8, 9, 10. And I have a full service salon in the South Hills. So you're going to have to come see us.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm in Beth. We're in Bethel. So, like Marion said, she works for me. I have my business partner, Jackie, and we've been in business for 36 years. But I've been in this in the well, Marion and I both have been in the business for quite a long time. I have over 40 years experience in the salon industry. So, but yeah, that's me. That's
Oh
what
my
I do.
gosh. And what's the name of your salon?
It's called Your Personal Image.
Okay. I will be visiting.
Good.
So talking Pink Pamper. So how did it
It
all
started.
come to be? Yeah.
Well, a couple friends and I, we were having wine one night and we were talking about how we needed to, our kids were grown and we needed to do something to give back. So the more wine we drank, the more ideas we got. So finally, I said we should get the Crowne Plaza hospitality room and add a little more wine. And I said, well, I know them at the Crowne. Let's get the ballroom and let's do something really great. So we started our health and beauty fair. We had vendors there selling their items and we had auctions. And then we had a little, what would you call it, a beauty salon. We had hairdressers that usually charge anywhere from $25 to $75 for haircuts. We had facials, we had massages, we had makeovers. So everything they made, they gave to the Pink Pamper. Then Leanne, I was in this 14 years, and then Leanne, we brought her in as helping one of us in the salon area doing nails and doing makeovers. And she and her girls and her sister came to help us. Well, then she did such a good job and she was so happy about it. We recruited her and we've never let her go. She's our vice president. So once I get a chain around your ankle, you're done.
That is so true.
So we had that for 6 years, and then we did a blackjack and all that jazz casino night with real tables and real dealers. We did that for 2 years, and then we took over Macy's department store two years in a row, where at night they would get in for $25. There was food, music, and they would get the discounts they're getting now. Then we decided that we were going to start the Halo Fund, because your halo is your hair. And you know how women, if they're diagnosed with that terrible C word, they think, am I going to die? Am I going to lose my hair? Oh my God, my children. So if we can give them back some confidence, give them back their looks and some dignity, we get them a voucher to go to our partners, Hair Enhancement, to get a wig. And then we started also the gift fund. And Leanne, why don't you tell about that? Because it was your idea on that one.
Okay, thank you. So our gift fund is an acronym for Getting Involved for Women and Treatment. So like Marian said, you know, we help the ladies defray the cost of their wig, but cancer is so financially debilitating that all of a sudden the parents start looking at their finances and they go, oh my God, we can't afford Christmas. So we get donations, people donate on our website. We've had people donate toys, gift cards, those kind of things as well. And we just gather the names from hospitals and patient navigators from other small nonprofits to say, hey, our people need some help. Can you help them? And then all of a sudden we get their Christmas list and we try to fulfill everything on that list for those children. Last year, Marian, I can't remember how many, it was around 100 names.
We did 60 families, 133 children.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's not just Christmas, but it's holiday shopping. So it's all that, you know, that holiday season, whether, you know, depending on what, you know, nationality or what, you know, what you follow for the holidays, we do help those patients get that type of support from birth to 18. Who still live with their parents, and we just purchase what they wish for.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
We also give them a food card for groceries for the holidays.
Oh, a food card for groceries?
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. And is there, do you all, and feel free to answer or not answer, but do you have a personal connection to cancer as far as what made you specifically say, you know, here's what we're going to do? And
well, my mom died of leukemia.
Mm.
And you hear all kinds of stories. And you hear this client has a daughter that has this. This one has an aunt. This one has a mother. And you learn all this, and it's all around you. So we want to help as much as we can. God bless, so far, we are healthy. But there are so many people that have so many relatives, and it's so, what do I want to say, devastating. So this is what keeps us going, that we need to help and we want to help.
Thank you for that. I'm sorry, I just have to say that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, and I have family connections. I have a brother-in-law who died 3 years ago in October of esophageal cancer, and my other brother-in-law now has throat cancer. So, you know, cancer is just rampant. Even though we just focus on the female aspects of cancer with the wigs, it's so prevalent. There's so many more people. Every time you turn around, somebody is being diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just want to get them from, you know, get through their treatment to having no evidence of disease, you know, and just, you know, keep praying for them and, you know, lovingly take care of, you know, whatever you can. How small you can help or how large you can help. You know, philanthropy is everywhere.
Yes.
You know, and you don't have to have a lot of money to be a philanthropist. Marian and I are not rich, let me tell you. And, you know, you could give of your time, or you can give of money, or you can give like support, you know, or just some love, a phone call, you know, that kind of thing with philanthropy.
Yeah. And I do think that sometimes that is what stops some people or makes them hesitate. You know, they think, oh, but you know, I don't have enough financially, maybe. But that idea of there are so many ways. There are no small acts of kindness in that way. right. or small gestures, you know, and like you said, a phone call or yeah. So yeah. How, I don't know if this is the right way to ask it, but like, how does Pink Pamper work? How do you connect with the women, you know, or how do the women connect with you?
They go to our website and they can fill out an application for hair prosthesis, aka wig, because, you know, the insurance companies, most of them don't pay for it. Mm. They fill it out and it comes to me and I call each one of them and talk with them and find out, you know, when they were diagnosed, who their doctor is. And then I tell them, yes, you know, that we will give them a voucher and they can go call Hair Enhancement and they do a beautiful, beautiful job. I mean, you can't believe these wigs and how they make them feel. You know, if you feel bad and you go into the bedroom or the bathroom and you put on some lipstick and you put your wig on and you come out and the kids are thinking, boy, mom's not feeling good today. Mom's not feeling good. But she comes out with that lipstick on and that hair done and she's got a smile on her face. The kids go, oh, mom's good today. And then dad sees that the kids are good. He's good. And the loved ones. And when mom sees that everybody's good that day, she's good. She feels better. She does better.
Yeah. And that just that idea that you're bringing up, it's for the whole family. It's yeah. the whole circle of people around that person. You know, it is, of course, for her. But, you know, just thinking about it in those terms of yeah. the kids, of the family, of the loved ones around her.
We need to, you know, help everyone.
Hmm. And well, you are helping so many folks and I love, I know you have different events, different ways that you're helping people and can you tell us about them? Are there some that you've already had or are there some coming up?
Sure. Well, we've had a lot of events like Marianne had told you earlier on with over the past 14 years, but our biggest event is called the Bubble Ball. And it's going to be really fun, really exciting. It's October 7th. It's a Friday night and we have dancing and we have food vendors. It's provided by area restaurants and spirit vendors. So, you know, we have, you know, that, and then we have a wonderful auction, online auction. During 2020, we had to put everything online. So we found this platform that, you know, even people who can't make it to the event can bid on the auction gifts online. But we also have like different things like Open Your Heart campaign where we try to raise more money through, you know, through the Open Your Heart. And I'm trying to think, oh, and our 50-50 auction and things like that. So we have a ton of things that go on during our events to help raise money. Now, coming out of the pandemic, we're so proud of this. Last year, we raised $150,000 and had 400 guests.
What?
Yes. Everybody just came and laughed and cried and had a good time. And we also have one of our biggest thing is our Woman of Courage Award. And the Woman of Courage is a woman who has had cancer and has done something amazing. And the events are wonderful. They're just great. You're going to have to come.
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Yeah. We'd love to have you come.
Put on your best dress and your dancing shoes and bring your best date.
Ah, I guess that's my husband, but
no. your boyfriend, whoever.
It's going to be beautiful. Last year they wouldn't let Marion and I in the ballroom and told us they wanted it to be a surprise for us. Yeah. You know? So we opened the date like around 3:00. We weren't allowed in the ballroom until 3:00 and before everybody came, before we got ready. And then all of a sudden these doors open up and it was just spectacular. We have a beautiful balloon artist who decorates for us. She's amazing. Stephanie Blow Me Balloons is she's our balloon artist and she does an amazing job. Then our DJ is Loyal Martinez from Loyalty Entertainment. And he just wows the crowd and gets them excited and gets people up and dancing. So, and then our food and spirit vendors are too many to name. We have like 22, I believe, this year. And, you know, the food is fabulous. It's all tapas and you just go around to each table. We have desserts. We have vodka. We have other different, you know, spirits that will be served.
And this is okay. So for listeners who are thinking, oh, my gosh, okay, how do I where do I go to learn more about this or get a ticket or so where how what do they do?
They go to our website, pinkpamper.org. And they can donate, they can buy a ticket. There is, I think, several tickets left yet. Right, Leanne?
Well, they're going fast. Yeah, there's some tickets left, but they're going fast, yes.
And, you know, it's fun. It really is fun.
So the other thing, too, is we do have a Facebook and an Instagram presence. So it's on Facebook, it's at thepinkpamper.org. And on Instagram, it's Pink Pamper Halo Fund. So those are our two channels that we have a lot of things on. And then the website. So say if people can't make it, but they want to donate. Well, of course, they could go to our website. Like Marion said, it's pinkpamper.org and just hit the donate button and donate whatever they want. They can bid on our amazing auction gifts. We have jewelry. We have beauty spa baskets. We have Pittsburgh Steeler stuff. I just got picked up a Heinz Ward autographed photo today.
Okay.
Yeah, we have another.
I'm a big fan of Heinz Ward.
Okay, good. We have another gentleman, this Cody Sable. He paints photographs, like huge photo things of like actors and actresses and sport figures, scenery, but we get to pick two what we want him to do. And he paints these pictures within 15 minutes and auctions them off.
With his fingers.
Thanks, Mary. With his fingers.
With his fingers.
Look him up. Yeah, look up Cody Sable.
Okay. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And then we auction them off when he's done and they're dry enough for them to take them home, which is really even cool. So, people get to bid on that kind of, you know, that kind of stuff. And it just, the outpouring, I always said this, Mary and I have always said this, that the outpouring of support is amazing. Like you ask for an auction gift, Pittsburghers give it to you.
Yeah, they're very, very, very generous.
And that's great. And I love too, because if someone is not, you know, they're busy on that evening or they can't make the actual event. There are so many ways for them to still be involved and to help out and to donate. Oh, I love it. And I also too, just this sense of community, this, like you were saying, you know, when you had the chance to get together finally and just this community, this coming together. And it really, I can only imagine. I know that you've met so many people and, you know, their families and worked with so many folks and even those who are helping, right? The helpers.
Yep.
Yes.
Are there any, and I realize it's a big question, but are there any stories or conversations or moments that really have stayed with you?
Oh, there's so many, right?
Yeah, oh my God, there's so many. But I have one in mind, but Mayor, do you have something you want to go first?
No, go ahead. I'm thinking while you're...
Okay. Go ahead. So what locked me in, ruled me in, was the very first year I was a vendor. So having a salon, I always look for vendor tables to do vendor things, right? It's great advertising. Put yourself out there. So I was doing makeovers. A couple of my girls were doing manicures. And the whole part of the ballroom was set up like a spa. So like Marion said earlier, haircuts, massage. This is during the health and beauty fair days that we had. Mm-hmm. Haircuts, massages. We had different modalities like Reiki and, you know, that kind of thing. So a woman came up to my table and we were talking and she was just having a miserable day. She probably shouldn't have even been there, right? But she came out anyway in support and she had gash on her face because she fell in her basement. We talked and I did a makeover on her and then she left me. And then she went to get a manicure. She got a massage and a chair massage and then she got a haircut because she was in remission. She had her hair. And each service, I saw the spring in her step. So when we talked about touching people's lives earlier, we physically touch them through our beauty work, but then we also touch them through humanity, you know, through that gentleness and kindness.
Mm.
And then, so Jill, several years later, passed away, but because our cancer came back. But, you know, it just, that's the story that rings in my head, like over and over and over again.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, I can't think. I'm thinking of so many. I will say one, and it isn't even one. It's what we do when we give the gifts. We talk, you know, I get the lists from the mothers and everything. We do the shopping and that. And we don't have them come. We have them come to the Crown Plaza, the mothers and fathers or the mothers and grandmothers, whatever. And all the packages are there. Presents are there. And we have a little party for them so they can relax and enjoy. Then they take the gifts home. They are so astounded and so thankful. You can see that they feel, okay, this is going to be okay this year. This is going to be okay. Because their kids won't be disappointed, because if when they start stressing, that's the worst thing for cancer. So that's why we try to help them. So there's no, we take that stress away.
Mm. What a gift. And not just, but the gifts that you're giving these women and their families. It's just, it's so special.
Well,
it's so special.
Thank you. Yeah, we want to make it special for everyone.
I've enjoyed speaking with you both so much. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Last year, we brought on our executive director, Adriana D. Thorne. She's the owner of Wish Hope Dreams. And she is the one who really helped us raise all that money. Because if it was just me and Marion alone, although we did have a committee and they were awesome as well, Adriana had brought such a different spin on how to raise money, and she helps, you know, get things, you know, moving and everything. So I, you know, we really need to thank her from the bottom of mine and Marion's heart to, you know, so that, you know, we just owe so much to her. And then she also helped us bring on a partner, Wish Hope Dreams, who is our charity partner for the Bubble Ball. So yeah, Karen and her team help with the emotional side of cancer therapy. So we want to thank both of them for believing in the Pink Pamper.
Mm.
Well, one of the things that, you know, like we said, people think that they don't have a lot of money. Every dollar counts. Every single dollar counts. If they wanted to give it for the Halo Fund or they want to give it for the gift program, just go on the website and donate and specify what it's for. Every dollar counts. Every quarter counts.
Yeah.
And we've been very, very lucky, very blessed that we could do this. Again, like Leanne said, her husband, Fran, my husband, Dawn,
stood behind us girls for a long time.
Yeah.
So we can't do it without our families. Marion's daughter will come in from Georgia, and you know, my daughter who lives here will be there, and my daughter who lives in Virginia has helped out so many times. And you know, it just, you know, we're thankful for our families and you know, what they've done to support us
in it together.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you.
This is so fun. Thank you.
Why can't we to meet you in person?
Yeah. Ah, me too.
Please come to the ball.
Hello there, Don.
Hey, Tressa. Fancy seeing you here.
I know, right?
I know. What's happening?
Oh, you tell me. I think.
Is it our weekly installment of the popular hit game show?
Oh.
Name that neighborhood.
Oh, the excitement is palpable.
God. I could cut the tension with a knife
at
this point.
Yes. Indeed, you could.
I could.
Are you well?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well as well.
Good.
You want to just jump in here?
I would love to.
Yes. I'm ready to hear your choices.
Yes, ma'am.
Cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
Or Murraysville.
Mmm.
Ooh.
All right, so.
Yeah. Opposite. We're
We're
miles
opposite
apart.
Ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
Manny.
Five.
Oh, okay.
We're back to five.
It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a reprieve in recent weeks
it's
of
true.
Lesser statements of fact. So yeah, let's go to five.
I love to
Let's do
hear
this.
it. Let's do it.
I'm in.
Number one, this neighborhood is home to MSA Safety and the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, among other major operations.
Well, we're going to go with the Berry of the Gran.
You would be correct. The Berry of the Cran.
Yes. It was either the Berry of the Cran or the Ville of the Murray.
Oh.
I like to deconstruct the name.
Well, hey, you're right.
I mean...
It is cranberry.
Okay, so very beret. I'm kidding. Continue.
No. Okay. Okay, first, Lemieux. I mean, we could do a whole episode on Mario Lemieux.
Sure.
But yeah. Those of you who aren't familiar, you can Google him. But he is one, even if he is one of the best who have ever played the game of hockey. And that isn't just because I'm from Pittsburgh. He really is. But also, he's one heck of a human being and all that he does for charity and that he does for others. And he's just an incredible person. So, there is this sports complex up there in Cranberry. And it was opened in August of 2015. It is a comprehensive outpatient facility for sports medicine.
Sure, that's very complex.
Okay. Okay. But it also is the primary training facility for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as I was talking about what a charitable person he is and all that he's done for communities, I wanted to give a little quote here from Mr. Mario Lemieux, because he has, of course, also the Mario Lemieux Foundation. So I just wanted to, share this. So he said, quote, "My battle with Hodgkin's disease in 1993 made me realize how fragile life can be. It also helped me see how fortunate I am to be involved with the greatest game in the world and to have had the opportunity to celebrate 5 Stanley Cup championships. But I also know there are many people who are not as fortunate as I am. And I know that we can be more courageous together. That's why the Mario Lemieux Foundation and its initiatives continue to be so important to me all these years later." I just wanted to include that.
He's a heck of a fella.
He really is. Yeah. This is the longest question ever, the longest statement of fact ever. But also want to talk about MSA Safety a little bit. Because, okay, MSA is the worldwide leader in worker protection and safety product innovation. Worldwide. It was founded in 1914. Its first office was downtown Pittsburgh. The company was founded because of a tragedy in the workplace that I just want to share here. Yeah, but hang in with me because... So it was in 1912, and there was an explosion in the Jed Mine in West Virginia. And more than 80 miners lost their lives. And from this tragedy, mine engineer John T. Ryan Sr. had an epiphany. He was quoted as saying, "If I could spend my life doing what I can to lessen the likelihood of the occurrence of such terrible disasters, I shall feel in the end that my life had been well spent."
So and out of tragedy comes triumph.
That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So he recruited a colleague and they together started this company to make dependable, safe mining equipment. So they went straight to a gentleman named Thomas Edison.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. You know, like you do, you go to Tommy, and he actually helped them create the electric cap lamp, which over the next 25 years reduced mine explosions by 75%.
No way.
And Edison would later say, of all his inventions, that was the one that did most for humanity.
Wow.
Yeah. And now MSA does business in 120 countries all over the world, but it's home. Right here in Cranberry.
Cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge fan of the bulbs of Edison.
You're deconstructing again, yes. Known as the Edison bulb.
The Edison bulb.
Yes.
Yes.
I am a fan as well.
Yeah.
Let's go to number two. In 1878,
our country's first commercial natural gas well, the Haymaker Gas Well, was drilled in this neighborhood.
Also a popular word for a punch when you're in the boxing world, a haymaker. Do you know this?
No, actually.
Okay. Murraysville.
Woohoo!
Hey!
Yes! The Haymaker Gas Well, first drilled on November 3rd, 1878, named for brothers Matthew and Obadiah, or Obi, Haymaker, and they are the ones who drilled it, which makes sense.
Sure.
And it was drilled to a depth of 1,400 feet, and it produced at the rate of 34 million cubic feet of gas every day. I don't know a lot about that specifically, but it seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems a lot.
And it actually caught fire early on and burned for several months. And during that time, visitors from all over the country, including President Grover Cleveland, came to see this fire. It must have been a big deal. After at least 18 months, the well was tamed and pipes were constructed to take the natural gas 18 miles to Pittsburgh, where, as you may know, there was a lot of steel being made.
I'm familiar.
Steel plants at that time were using coal, but they thought, let's give natural gas a shot. And this was the first time that gas was transported to a large metropolitan city by a corporation organized to produce and transport natural gas. And for years, the Haymaker Gas Well was the largest commercial gas well in the world.
Wow.
Yep. Right there in Murraysville.
Murraysville. Made a lot of hay.
Indeed. Number three. The original Baldinger's Candy Store opened its doors in this neighborhood in 1933.
Let's go, because it's rhyming, let's go for Crandyberry.
By whatever means, Don, whatever gets you there.
Whatever.
You are correct. So, the original store was established in 1933 near the corner of 19 and PA 528.
Okay.
And it was not only well-known locally, but also nationally for its penny candy and its foods from all nations, as it's called. And people from all over the country and the world have been visiting it. And after 75 years in business, plans had been made to close down the store in 2008, but the people in the community wanted it to stay. So they relocated from the original to a new store just 2 miles north, and local businessman Pat Boylan bought the market and recreated an exact replica of the old store.
Oh.
So the cases, the coolers, you know, the even the butcher block furniture, they kept it. And there's even the famous cash register that rings every time you turn the crank. And that is still there at the new place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good on you, Pat.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Love that.
Preserving history.
Mm-hmm. Number four. In 1933. Oh. Same year. In 1933.
It was a very good year.
Local Boy Scouts planted trees high on a hillside in this neighborhood that spelled out the neighborhood's name. This tree sign still exists today.
Well, that's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try the Ville of the Murray.
Wow, you're good. You're good.
What?
It is Murraysville.
Wow.
So this tree sign is situated on a hillside overlooking Pleasant Valley Road, which is right off the Murraysville-Monroeville border along Route 22.
Sure.
And it's primarily planted with Norway spruce trees, along with a few Colorado blue spruces.
Mm.
And it's been maintained by the Sportsmen and Landowners Alliance of Murraysville since the late 1970s. So the trees were landscaped to grow and form the letters by those local Boy Scouts back in 1933. And actually, in 1947, the sign was featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not for being the world's largest arboreal sign at the time.
I don't believe it, Ripley.
You better.
Believe it or not.
You better.
Not.
And ready? Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
One more thing.
Yeah.
The sign is located just above the Haymaker gas well and was constructed so that the Y in Murraysville points to the well.
What?
True. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Synergy.
It's true, though. I love it when things come together.
I love it when a plan
comes
together.
Well, ready for this? We're on to number 5 already.
Wow.
I know, right?
All right.
Are you
so
ready?
So the worst I can do is 4-1 at this point.
There you go.
All right. I accept.
In the mood for an island getaway, but can't quite get away? You can always head on over to the Bamboo Beach Bar in this neighborhood, where you can get a cocktail, sit down at one of their fire pits, and run your feet through the sand.
Cranberry.
Oh my
no.
goodness.
I did it.
You did it.
What?
5 for 5. This is a banner day. This
is
a good
day.
It is. So, this Bamboo Beach Bar is part of the North Park Lounge Cranberry.
Hmm.
So the lounge actually has 3 separate atmospheres, as they say. They have the restaurant, the inside sports bar, and the Bamboo Beach Bar. It opened in 2015, features a beautiful outdoor patio, a sand volleyball court. Mm. They have cornhole, tabletop Jenga, and trash can beer pong.
I don't even know what that means, but
I don't either.
I'm
and
in.
We gotta look into this. It sounds delightful. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm gonna go dip my toes in the sand at the beach bar.
Do
North
it.
Park.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna do this again in a week or less.
Oh, a week or less.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on that 5 for 5 note, he's back. We will be bringing this episode, episode 69, to a close. I am your host, Tressa Glover. Thank you again to Marion and Leanne of Pink Pamper. Listeners, please do be sure to check out our show notes for more info there. And I will be at their Bubble Ball on October 7th. I am so excited. And also, please do check out the show notes for more information about Multiplying Good and their fabulous programs. Thank you, Yinzers, for tuning in. And thank you for all that you do to make our communities better places to be. I wish you a wonderful week ahead. Actually, I think it'll be a little less than a week. But I wish you a wonderful time ahead. And until that next time, be safe, be kind, be good. Special thanks to Evelyn Castillo, Don DiGiulio, and as always, for our fabulous artwork, Mike Rabino.